This is in response to opinion, media's responsibility, experts over alternative perspectives, published May 18. One short letter by some random guy is not enough. Newspaper columns, books, studies, movies and even Remembrance Day ceremonies are going to be needed to ensure we do not let this happen again. We need to remember what a very short step it was from Dr. Bonnie Henry's 2 weeks to flatten the curve, to Justin Trudeau revoking the rights of all Canadians everywhere in Canada. The government put people in jail who disobeyed the new arbitrary laws that were jammed through by fiat rather than any parliamentary or legislative process. There was never any evidence that the measures would work. We knew this going into the pandemic. One would have thought that by the time Trudeau committed to these heavy-handed acts, COVID deaths would have been increasing uncontrollably and the disease would have been tearing through society, killing people by the score. This simply was not the case. And there was no evidence that the increasingly severe measures that the government was implementing were helping stop the spread of disease that was becoming less and less dangerous as it mutated. Furthermore, there was little accounting for the massive collateral damage that their interventions were causing. To this day, the BC government advises all children over the age of 5 to get a third booster. Does the Squamish chief continue to agree with the advice of the government? Before you answer, consider the facts. No school-age child has died of COVID in BC. The vaccine does not stop the spread. The vaccines present real and known risks to young people while providing very little benefit. Do you still feel repeating the government message, without question, is the morally right thing to do? At the end of the day, we can all absolve ourselves of responsibility by saying we were just doing what we were told. Martin Fichtel, Brackendale.